The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Bella Magazine.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, it's Thursday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Speaking of beautiful, I have two beautiful women in the studio who are not only beautiful on the outside, but on the inside too, because I have known both of them a long time, and one of them extremely well, because Kelly McLeod is here with Bella Magazine.
Hello.
And Jessica Simpson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. I know you.
Good morning.
So happy to see both of you. So much going on in the community. Bella's a magazine. I love this cover.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Golly. What is it about bright pink? There's something about bright pink that works for me.
Does
Maybe it's because I'm blonde, but I'm just telling you.
Agreed.
It just looks beautiful.
It looks good.
And it is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yep.
So
important one.
Very appropriate.
Yep.
So we've got so much time, and I want to hear everything that's going on with you.
We did, but can we go outside? Because it's just wonderful out there.
Isn't it
You're welcome.
I am
so happy.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
Covers kind of day. I live to say that. Oh, come on, Jessica. I want to hear it from you just once.
It's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, isn't it?
You go, girl. I love it. I love it. Okay, so tell me everything. What's going on?
Well, it's October. It's fall. I'm just so happy. I could be outside all the time now.
Me too.
But yes, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A very important issue to all of us women. And I'm pretty sure everybody in the room has been affected in some way. Either somebody they know, love themselves. So we are always happy to try and help spread the word of the different diagnostics out there, the importance of mammograms and testing and treatments. And we have a lot of amazing women in this community that are willing to share their stories.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. And there's so many organizations now, but even recently we had our Rally Foundation.
Oh, yes.
They were just at the president's
Rally
office, and one of our local cancer survivors, she's very young, was there talking to the president. And it was just the neatest thing, because they just allocated
inspiring.
Some money for children's cancer research.
Yep. Yep. I saw that big announcement.
Yeah. That was really neat.
Yep. And one of the things I always have found over the years, I may have said this to you before, when we interview women for this October issue, the strength and resilience of women is just amazing. And their number one priority is usually to keep it from affecting their family.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind themselves and what they're going through. Their right. biggest concern is their family. And it's just always a testament to women.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So what else is happening? We haven't had you. Oh, we've had a couple of the people last couple of times.
I know. I couldn't make it last month. Sorry.
I know. I missed you.
I know.
Missed you. So the photography in this issue, for whatever reason, just really pops out to me. The colors, the clarity, some of the fashions that you're showing now, the jewelry. I love it.
Yeah. It's great. Our photographer, Kate, amazing.
She is amazing.
We have... You know, women can be nervous sometimes if they're not used to being photographed, and Kate breezes in and just puts them at ease right away.
Right, right.
I want this purse.
Okay, which one is that?
On page 16, this red bucket-looking purse.
Okay.
How cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yes.
Where's that from? Where did we get clothes from this time? Well, oh, blue cheek. No wonder.
Well, the model's beautiful.
Yep.
Who is that? Who is your model in this one?
That
page
is...
17.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith
Knowlton.
Very beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. Great model. I love it because we use our local ladies for the issues, which is great.
Yep. And she had a triple positive breast cancer in 2019.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, she looks amazing and healthy, so I'm assuming she's in remission.
Yeah, it says cancer-free about 5 years ago.
Fantastic.
So good for her.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And you do have some survivor stories in this issue.
We do.
And Kara Bloomberg's journey is in here.
And don't you love the, did you look at the Yarn of Love on page 26?
Let me see.
It's an organization called Knitted Knockers.
clever.
Okay.
You need to clarify
what that means.
That is literally what it is. They knit.
It's a prosthesis. It's a,
yeah, an alternative to prosthesis. Say that word again. You did good.
Prosthesis. I spent a few days at the American Cancer Society talking about all of these things with our local survivors.
Oh, wow.
I did. So that's very cool.
That is.
Very lightweight.
Interesting. Okay, now I see them. Okay.
They are actually knitted.
They are. It is what it says.
Knitted, you know what. Okay.
You got to find the light moments when you can, when you're going through something
like that. No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great issue, and certainly is honoring all of their survivors. And something I want to mention, too, is we have so much of a focus on the women, but it is important to also recognize that there are men who suffer from breast cancer as well.
Yes. Yes.
So it's something that...
a little known fact, but
right.
Yes.
So it's something that...
It's important for everyone.
Important
right.
for everyone to know. So
we were working together when I lost my uncle.
That's right.
To breast cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm
he
so sorry.
He lived in Kansas.
That's right.
Yeah, my mom's brother. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Was he
everybody.
Embarrassed telling people?
What? No, not more.
I kind of wonder
what
that was like.
He wasn't embarrassed by anything. Well, I mean, cool. Guy in the army, like he would like try to pick your nose for you. So like not any. He was obnoxious actually, but in a very loving and. Positive way. So, aww. No, he would talk about anything with you. So,
well, that's good because yeah. It helps raise awareness with
that's
others.
Right, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
Excellent. Wow. Well, we're talking with our friends with Bella Magazine. Kelly McLeod is here, the publisher, and Jessica Simpson, who's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question about maybe what's happening at the chamber or something that you've seen in Bella or you're interested in the magazine, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. So along with being the Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Cancer Awareness Month on October, so tell me more about what's happening in the month of October, hint, hint.
Yeah, we are one of the sponsors, one of the many for the Pensacola Beach Chamber Taste of the Beach.
Woo-hoo! That's right.
Tell us about that.
October is another really great thing about October is the weather and how beautiful our area
yes.
is. Our tourism numbers, although we love tourists that visit here, they're down a little bit. You know, everybody's back to like the normal life. So we get to sort of enjoy a little bit of a free beach. And
I know,
and
I always joke, I get my beach back.
That's right. That becomes,
all the locals say that.
Yes,
that's true.
Beach,
so true.
I love tourists, though.
Yes.
Take it the wrong way. But we get to festival season, right? So mm-hmm. all the fun festivals are coming up. Ours is no different. Just as fun as all the others. But Taste of the Beach is next week.
It's already here. I can't
like
believe it.
Today is 7 days, 1 week until our new coastal sunset cruise, which
That's
is
great.
Next Thursday. And each of our events will feature a chef on the island. So Thursday's sunset cruise will feature Chef Julio Lacero, who is at Coastal, which is the on-property restaurant at Portofino Island Resort. So we get to sort of bring him out from the restaurant and onto the boat and take a little sunset cruise on
the
Thursday.
So it's the boat, the Portofino one?
It is.
Yes.
Yep. They're
nice.
Two-decker
That's
boat.
A great
and
boat.
And dinner or food will be provided
there
at that
There are five
one.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres
nice.
And then an open bar and a fun sunset. We've got a steel drummer coming,
cool.
live entertainment on the
that
boat.
Nice.
So it's a wonderful time Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. We'll kick it off with... a champagne toast or a signature drink of some sort at the rooftop of Bounce Pensacola Beach because the boat takes off from there. We don't
cool.
go to Portofino. They have a dock behind Bounce.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take off from there. That's Thursday. Friday, one of the reasons that we can do Friday are our sponsors like Bella and our restaurants. So that's our VIP trolley dinner, which is always a crowd favorite. Tickets go
so
on sale.
Fun.
I did that a few years ago, mm-hmm. a couple years ago. It was a lot of fun.
Describe right. what it is, Jessica, in case someone doesn't know.
Okay, so the trolley dinner, there are five different trolley departure times, 4:45, 5:30, every 45 minutes until our last one is 7:45. We actually used to take off from the visitor center
Correct.
This year. Something new. We're starting at Flounders. So
mm-hmm.
Flounders is our first stop with a champagne toast and past hors d'oeuvres by Chef Dennis Moore. And they're, oh gosh, I was sent all the hors d'oeuvres yesterday, so forgive me. And then we'll, 45 minutes there, then we'll take off to our next stop, which is Shaggy's,
mm-hmm.
where he has got a bourbon glazed salmon ready for us.
Yum.
And then a little extra, because that's what Shaggy's does. That's Chef Sean Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Our third
He's the
stop,
best, one of the best.
He is. Our third stop is Salt, which is at the Hilton
oh, yeah.
Resort, where Chef John Key has got a lobster ravioli with some extras on there that
let's just crash that.
Oh no, I'm going. I'm already got my tickets. I'm going.
And then we will. Our fourth stop is Crabs, where Chef Lou Roberts has got and Chef Pete, their sushi chef, has got some ahi tuna poke ready for us there. Nice. So we'll change it up a little bit. And then our last stop, normally we had four. This year we have five stops. We'll be at the Pensacola Beach Resort, where Chef Tiny Goolsby, who is their regular full-time chef, but he's also a pastry chef. He's doing the dessert.
So nice.
That is blackberry dumplings with peach ice cream.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's awesome. So this sounds like a lot of food.
It is a lot of food. Actually, I was just about to say, they make the plates a little bit smaller because we certainly want to make sure everybody can try everything. And then the 45 minutes there, the trolley will take us back to the Casino Beach parking lot. So we just take a little trolley ride and stop at four places.
It's wonderful. So much fun.
Experience. And the chefs will come out, and there's a wine pairing, and they'll explain everything. And it really is truly an experience to celebrate. They've come up with all of these menus and curated all of these pieces and flavors.
And not necessarily from the menu. These are things that they've put together originally. And I'll tell you what, there's a little bit of competition going on between the chefs. They want to outdo each other. So what's happened over the years is that you'll come in and you think, oh, I'm just going to sit down and have some. Well, they come out, they've decorated the tables, now they have themes, and then there's one restaurant had the wine expert there.
That's right.
Talking about
sommelier.
Sommelier was there talking about. So every year it gets a little better, a little more competitive, and you benefit from it.
We do, absolutely. This is a way that they support us, and so we appreciate them for it. Speaking on that note, I did get a call yesterday from one of the chefs asking if the other chefs had turned in their food, so...
Yeah, he wanted some insight.
Absolutely. Interesting.
So and this is an example, of how we do benefit from all the tourists, because that's what helps sustain these awesome restaurants.
That's right. That's right. And this going into the off season, the trolley dinner really does have mostly locals on it. Mm-hmm. And it's a way for these restaurants to show off for the locals that maybe you don't go to Crabs or you don't go to Flounders because, you know, they serve big groups and normally those are tourists and they do that really well. But sometimes you feel like, I want to stay from this place, or I've never even actually been there because it's always packed and there's an hour wait. So this is an opportunity to taste all of those in one night.
I love these guys are so talented. They really are culinary specialists.
They are.
So if you get a chance to do this, where do we go if we want to get tickets?
So you go to tasteofpensacolabeach.com. Very easy. All the information is there. You'll learn about the chef. And very soon, since I got all of the dishes yesterday, we'll post what those are.
And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $150 this year.
Okay, $150. Yep. So that's Thursday night, you have the cruise. Friday night, we have the VIP trolley. But that's not all.
That's right.
It's a lead up.
We go from one chef to five chefs
and
to 15 chefs on Saturday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, October 11th, is our Taste of the Beach Food Festival. It is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. around the Gulfside Pavilion. We pull all of those chefs out of their kitchens and under a tent around the pavilion, and so that you can taste from each one of those tents. There is a signature dish contest there.
And I'm so excited.
And Meg is one of our judges.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Good luck, because the competition is stiff there as well.
I'm a little nervous, especially because I know all the chefs.
That's right.
I'm feeling a little pressure.
We have a two-time winner in Sean Wheeler at Shaggy. So I happen to know what he's serving, and you are going to be amazed.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so they'll sell little small plates at their tents, but then they'll have generally either a small plate they're selling, or they will come up with something specific for the judges to taste. Mm-hmm. So get ready.
It's free
to attend. You buy from each one of those restaurants, and none of their plates are more than $10 a piece. So that gives you kind of an opportunity to try a few. Mm-hmm. And then something new this year is called the Food Critic Ticket.
I love this idea.
Always had the desire to have a People's Choice Award. And so we're trying to figure out how to do that. And history would tell us, Shelley Johnson would tell you that the, Great Balls of Fire at Crabs were a People's Choice winner way back in the day, and they landed on the menu. So we're going to do that again this year, but we're selling Food Critic tickets. So when you buy a ticket for $125, you get a plate at all 15 places.
So it's a bargain.
It is a bargain, but that's a lot of food. So the key is get your spouse or your two best friends or your family and share those plates. And mm-hmm. then at the end, you get a ballot and you submit which one was your favorite by 3 o'clock. And then we'll make the announcement at the end of the festival at 4.
Oh,
excellent.
Fun.
Yeah. And there's not only food, but there's also entertainment going on throughout the day.
Yes, we have a fun partnership with the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and they will be putting entertainers on the main stage for us during
That's great.
During
that's
it. Exciting, yeah.
And then they'll actually go later than the festival. So mm-hmm. There's a new event called Sound Bites that is a partnership between us and Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and they're going to fill the stage, I think, every 30 minutes with a songwriter from 5 to 7.
Excellent.
And we'll still have some restaurants out there, but yes, we're looking forward to that. You know, crab races, mm-hmm. all the fun stuff for the kids.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot there for kids. Mm-hmm. So,
that's right.
And on Thursday night with the cruise, I've actually been asked to host the Songwriters Festival event. That's going to be at Bounce Beach, so I'm going to literally get off the boat and go right upstairs.
You
to the
are
songwriters.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to be doing that too.
Good to know. We'll make sure you're not late.
Thank you. But there's just so much fun on Pensacola Beach, and I don't know that a lot of times we realize as locals just how much talent we have out there. And I have to say I'm slightly biased, but how much our Pensacola Beach visitor centers make a difference to all our visitors that come in from all over the world. And the numbers have gone up, haven't they?
They are. They
When I started there post-COVID, it was mm-hmm. probably 600 a month, maybe, if that was a good month. Now what are they?
So a good month is 3,000 a month.
Correct.
An average is about 2,200 to 2,500.
Yeah. Incredible.
People.
Yes.
A lot of people.
A month. People.
A lot of people.
We're not counting the dogs. People.
If we counted the dogs, it's like triple.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it is amazing, and hats off to you, Jessica, and everybody over there, because people don't realize that the Pensacola Beach Chamber puts all this together with a paid full-time staff of 2.
That's right.
And then we have a couple of part-time folks, and then the rest are amazing ambassadors, our volunteers.
That's so many
people help. And then thanks to our sponsors like Bella Magazine, because you're sponsoring one of the trolleys, and we couldn't do it without that
help and the community
supporting this. So.
Kelly's got a connection as a sponsor, she's got a connection as a chamber member, and she's got a connection because one of our favorite ambassadors is her mother-in-law, Corey Perago.
Yes, we love Corey.
She's just a bright spot to everybody, isn't she?
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. I do. And I'm really way overdue for lunch, having a moment of guilt. Okay, I gotta call Corey.
Same.
Yeah, I know, I gotta call. We'll take her out together.
That's what we need to do.
But if you get a chance, do go to what's the best website to go to find out about all these events, because we've gone over a lot.
So PensacolaBeachChamber.com is a great place to see lots of community events, including some pink awareness events that are happening on the island throughout the month, but also you'll find our Taste of the Beach stuff there. So PensacolaBeachChamber.com or TasteofPensacolaBeach.com.
Okay, so Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival this weekend, which is really neat, is focused in Pensacola and all the Pensacola venues. So you can go to their website and find out exactly who's playing where and what time. They have over 140 artists playing, 30 different venues.
Wow.
And then next week, at the same time that Taste of the Beach is happening, they also are going to be out on the beach. So it's really neat how the two events have come together.
That is correct. It is a... Downtown Pensacola this weekend will be the place to be for music, and then Pensacola Beach next week.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Whew. It's a lot.
It's only been 3 minutes.
I know. So I'm so proud of what the Chamber is doing and so grateful that Bella Magazine is supporting this event. Thank you, Kelly, so much for that.
Yes, of course.
We really appreciate it.
And another event that we're supporting and that's near and dear to my heart is Gulf Coast Kids House.
Yes, tell us about that.
Brunch and Bubbles is October 26th at Portofino.
Oh, that's right.
Have you been to this event?
I have seen pictures and you know when you would look at something on Facebook and you wish you had been there?
Yeah.
That's my experience.
You should feel that way about
this
event.
I do. I know.
No, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's a beautifully done event. And I was a part of the original group putting this event together several years ago. And it kind of, it morphed over time. But mm-hmm. we were trying to do something a little bit different. So instead of like the evening gala, you know, we'd do the brunch on Sunday, and similar to Taste of the Beach, there's several chefs that provide the food, so different food stations, so that's always
fun. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Where do you get tickets for that, Kelly?
GulfCoastKidsHouse.org.
Okay.
Yep.
That's easy to remember.
Yep.
And that's on the 26th.
That is on the 26th at Portofino.
Okay. And I'm going to do a quick shout out to Jessica again, and to all the CEOs and all the people that participated this week in the ALS CEO Soak on Pensacola Beach. Jeff Elbert is responsible for organizing all of that. A few years ago, started out with about 5 people to get soaked.
That's right.
And this year we had, I don't know, 50?
55.
55 people got soaked, and they raised.
8 groups.
He sent me a text.
You want to do it?
No, you do it. You got soaked. You get to do it.
We raised $57,000.
That's amazing. He sent me a text, 60.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. He sent me a text yesterday.
Gosh, I love that.
So hats off to everybody.
That's great.
Yeah. All these events, all these community events that happen. We have the most amazing community here in Pensacola. We really do.
Absolutely.
It's a very giving community. Okay, we have a few minutes left now. We have about 5 minutes left. So what have we not talked about that we need to talk about?
We need to talk about Bella is doing something for the first time this year for the November and December issues. This is great. Yeah, we're doing a holiday gift guide.
Ooh.
So it's a little bit smaller than the regular magazine. So it's a separate magazine, but it'll be included with November and December. And we are selling really affordable ads to all the area businesses so they can get the word out in time for the holidays.
So our small businesses, boutiques, places like
that, we're able to get a lot more people in here than normal. We even have one ad size that's a business card size. So even if you don't have a graphics team or you're not able to do a full page ad or something, just give us a business card.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a really great deal. And again, we're printing it for both November and December. So we are filling space up fast and need to know by Monday to book the space.
This coming Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who do we contact or how do we get in touch with you?
You can reach out to Maggie, M-A-G-I, at BellaMagazine.com or Kelly at BellaMagazine.com.
And that's K-E-L-L-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
There's so many different spellings.
There are. Yeah. I'm not fancy. Just the Y.
Just the Y. Okay. All right. What else? We've got a couple more minutes here. Anything else exciting happening? What's happening with the chamber?
Literally nothing.
You should have seen the look.
That was deer in headlights.
I have no idea what's happening.
I just talked for 20 minutes.
I don't know what's happening after October 11th. I'll just like,
I barely know my name. I'm so tired.
I did that on purpose.
It's festival season. I have to know the answers to this because there's plenty of them. So the week after Taste of the Beach is our very famous Beach-O-Ween.
There you go. I was going somewhere with this.
Trick-or-treating on the boardwalk. It's the easiest thing if you're a parent. You can grab a drink somewhere, walk your kid around, not too far. And plenty of candy to go home with.
Oh, so cute.
October 17th from 4 to 8.
If you like munchkins in costumes, there are plenty of them. Hundreds of little
what
children.
What could go wrong?
That's right. It's so fun, though, and it's
and
so
Cat
safe.
Country is there doing a costume contest, which gets pretty intense.
Very creative. Exceptional costumes that show up.
And really is this all ages?
It is, yes.
Who gets the most intense about it?
Oh, gosh.
The parents.
I was like, the adults, but not because that's what they're wearing. It's because whatever they put on their child.
For their kids. Okay. Adults get intense about their kids.
Yes. There is an adult category, and they do them by category and ages and things. But like some of the 10, 11-year-olds, I have this picture of these two boys from last year that were... It was crazy. So kudos to the community for really doing that one very well.
And it's a safe place to trick or treat. And so many people are there and they come away with lots of candy and they get to play a game to get the candy.
Yeah. Every vendor will host some sort of activity that the kids will do and then get their candy. So it's kind of fun. It's interacting. It's a great connection point for our chamber members. There's also Visit Pensacola partners that are involved, and then on island businesses. And so, for instance, one of our newest restaurants, Bounce Beach, Pensacola Beach, will have their sunset deck will be a little haunted house. So they're going all out for it.
Oh, how fun.
And this event will extend into the parking lot in front of Bounce just because it's gotten that big and that popular. So
it's all on the boardwalk, right?
That's correct. Yeah. It originally started on the boardwalk. Now we go all boardwalk and then into the parking lot. And Bamboo Willie's provides tables for dining and Hooters provides hot dogs and drinks. So it takes a village.
Yeah, sounds like a big one.
And what's the date again, Jessica?
October 17th from
and that's
4
free.
To 8. It is free
it's
to free. Attend. Yep.
And it's a week or two before Halloween,
so the kids
can get all hopped up on candy, eat all that, and then go out for more on Halloween.
Plenty more. Yes.
Okay, well, Van Bounce Beach, now, just in case folks don't know, was the old Felix's, which was the old Hemingway's.
Correct.
So that one that's first when you come on the boardwalk on the left-hand side.
That's
so.
And it looks
Very
like they're really
space.
Getting involved in the community.
They are. They have reached out a lot. They've got some really cool ideas for Christmas.
Ooh.
So there's a teaser for you, but that is their focus in the off season. Connect with every nonprofit organization that they can to feature them. Yeah. They have really done a great job to to find the community and involve themselves in it. So
that's great. Kudos.
Okay.
I like
it. The issue, the current issue of Bella Magazine is on newsstands now in all your favorite locations all over town. So be sure. And you can also download it, correct?
Yeah, digitally? BellaMagazine.com. We've got the digital issue. So you can look at it like digital flip book, see what the magazine actually looks like. And you can go to Pensacola Bella on Facebook and see all the wonderful locations where you can find it.
Okay. You can come to the Visitor Center on Pensacola Beach and get it.
Pensacola Beach Visitor Center.
There you go. And just to recap the events coming up next week for Taste of the Beach.
Yep. Thursday the 9th, we have our Sunset Cruise. Friday the 10th, we have the VIP Trolley Dinner. And Saturday the 11th is our big food festival called Taste of the Beach. All can be found at tasteofpensacolabeach.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So get your tickets now because it does sell out.
That's correct.
So we have the trolleys. We have the cruise. We've got the festival on Saturday. Entertainment, food. What could go wrong? It's going to be fabulous.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be
Weather's going to be great. It's gorgeous out now. Great day to go to the beach.
Okay. Well, I appreciate both of you being here this morning. I know how busy you are right now. So what a nice surprise. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Bella Magazine. And again, where can we go to find the tickets for the event for the Gulf Coast Kids House?
GulfCoastKidsHouse.org or go to Gulf Coast Kids House on 12th Avenue.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.